Surveys and focus groups with community health workers in Latinx communities revealed access problems to the vaccine, such as not having the technology to make an appointment or transportation to get to a clinic. But the researchers also found widespread misinformation. Dulce Jimenez is a researcher at Northern Arizona University.
It's coming from everywhere. It's on the media in general. It's in social media. It's from, you know, relatives and friends and their social networks.
Hesitations and fears came from misconceptions about how the vaccine was manufactured, its side effects, even the size of the needle. Researcher Omar Gomez says no amount of advertising or incentives will overcome this kind of hesitancy. What's needed are more health workers embedded in Latinx communities and equipped with accurate information.
Community health workers, what they do is they already have that established trust. They belong to those communities. They have similar experiences. So what they're doing is illustrating that same exact information, but in a more understandable way and from a more trustworthy way.
This research is part of a partnership between all three state universities and the Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale, called the Community Engagement Alliance Against COVID-19 Disparities. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siviny.